They say that the ulama are the warithun al-anbiya. They say that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. And so the scholars throughout our ages have preserved this quality of being trustworthy. Some of you know the story of Imam al-Bukhari, the famous muhaddith, author or compiler, we should say, of the most authentic book of hadith in Islam. And we know that he traveled around the Muslim world from the Hijaz to the south, to Yemen, to Sham, all over in order to collect the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, one day, Imam al-Bukhari was on a ship. And he had all of his things with him, his books and his ink and these sorts of things. And he also had the money. Think about it. It's not like today. You don't have your bank card. You don't have the ATM. You can't buy it on credit. If you're going to go traveling for a month or 2 months or 3 months, you got to carry it all on you. Or you've got to find a way to make money on the road. So the Imam al-Bukhari, he had his money with him. And one night, he's in the ship down below and he's in his bed and he's counting out his money to make sure it's all there. And someone's watching him. There's a thief on the ship. And he's watching Imam al-Bukhari count his money and he's counting up the money too right along with him. The next day, sun goes up, alarm sound on the ship. There's a thief, there's a thief. Everybody's called up to the top of the ship. What happened? The thief is standing there saying, somebody stole my money from me. It was such and such an amount. And it's the same exact amount that Imam al-Bukhari had counted in his bed the night before. You see, he's trying to set him up. So the captain of the ship, he does what any good captain will do. Everybody stand in a line. Pat you down. Where's your belongings? Let me check your bags. You think TSA is bad? I'm sure that the captain was much worse. He looks through everybody. He doesn't find anything. Absolutely nothing. It's as if the money just vanished. Well, you can imagine how the thief feels about now. He wants his money. And so he can't even hold it inside. After the search is over, he finds Imam al-Bukhari and he confronts him. He said, I know I saw you count out that money last night. Where did it go? Imam al-Bukhari, he said, I threw it overboard. I've been working my whole life on this book of hadith. If someone even accuses me of stealing money, nobody's going to believe in anything I say. So I'll happily throw it overboard and lose something small in the dunya to have the reward. Think about, we have the book on the shelves. How many people have benefited from Imam al-Bukhari? How much mountains of rewards in the afterlife? Because Imam al-Bukhari understood the value of being trustworthy.